And it stopped raining in New Orleans. Areas of that nearly empty city, which has been struggling to right itself after Hurricane Katrina, flooded again yesterday as Hurricane Rita arrived. The city could not escape Rita's storm surge. The lower Ninth Ward is flooded once again as our areas near Lake Pontchartrain. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is driving around New Orleans and joins us on the line. Jennifer, I hope actually the producer's driving and you're just talking.
I'm actually just back. I was driving around and I'm now sitting here in our hotel.
What'd you see?
More flooding in the lakefront Gentilly neighborhood. It's just south of Lake Pontchartrain. We don't know where it's coming from. It looks like to be a foot and a half or so for blocks and blocks. We don't know how many because we had to turn around. We couldn't drive through it. Mm-hmm. And this is an area that is in between two of the major levees here. It's in to the west of the Industrial Canal levee and to the east of the London Avenue Canal levee. And so it's hard to tell where this flooding is coming from. This is up to the base of these houses. Again, though, just as in the Ninth Ward, which has a bit more water, I would say 6 to 8 feet, quite a bit more, these are areas devastated already, largely deserted, unclear how much more damage can be done, but it's a bit demoralizing, certainly, for residents to see this again.
We spoke with a major general, I guess, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who said that actually they are beginning to pump the water out. Have you heard any estimates on how long that might take?
Before this, the Army Corps was saying maybe 2 to 3 weeks, a setback of 2 to 3 weeks in the recovery. Their pumping stations were also badly hurt during Hurricane Katrina. They're down to about 40% capacity. So everything is going to take longer. And again, this came just as the city was nearly dried out. So all that effort, and now they've got to start again in these neighborhoods.
Jennifer, have you been able to glean any information out of the extreme southwestern tip of the state of Louisiana? Lake Charles seems to be feeling the worst of the storm right now. What kind of reports have you been getting?
Not a lot of information is coming out of there. Obviously, they're hunkering down, we assume. Local meteorologists are estimating that area is having maybe 6 to 10 inches of rain, which, could be better than the worst-case scenario was maybe up to 25 inches if the hurricane had stalled and stayed over there quite a long time. Obviously, it's still raining in some areas. It's hard to tell. We've heard that a lot of 911 calls were placed from areas that were supposed to have been evacuated, so that's worrisome. But the governor of Louisiana says that at least 90% of the people in that southwest Louisiana area had evacuated, so that's good. And then the one bright spot is that, there's a lot of National Guard and other troops pre-positioned to go right in and help. The local commentators are saying, well, this is certainly better than we had during Katrina. Mm-hmm. We've got everyone down here in force and at least about 4,000 National Guard from Louisiana who had been here working on Katrina recovery mm-hmm. have now shifted, and they're ready to go in as soon as they can over in the southwest part of the state.
As we get to the end of this segment, it takes a village to rebuild a village. Are people worried that it's going to be hard to get the assets in to rebuild New Orleans during hurricane season, which has a few weeks left to go?
They're hoping that there won't be another big one. The local commentators on TV, they're taking bets, and they're hoping that this would be the worst of it.
Okay. Jennifer Ludden speaking with New Orleans. Thanks very much.